Blog Talk Radio.
That's why I love when she my partner. That's why I love when she my M-O-C-H-E-R mother. Respect a nigga, I caught her. I haven't told you today, mama, I love you.
She know.
I remember them days, we were broke as fuck. Reminiscing, no wonder, it was cold as fuck. Baby clothes and shell toes to make them notice us. Now if I wanna, I got her, I'ma make her wanna fuck. I swear, mama, all the times I took an L, and you was there, mama. What the hell, my book they don't fail, mama. It's little things you do, show me you care, mama. If I go to jail, you say you gon' try your best to make bail, mama. He ain't real, he a snake, I can tell, mama. Gonna kill him, you will tell the lies, I won't tell, mama. I'm a grown man, I swear to God, I ain't scared, mama. Told me stock up and hold you the fuck around and raise the player, mama. Understand, niggas gon' switch up, understand. Nina Ross, bring the bitch out of man. Understand when you told me to stop out the plan. That's why I understand. That's why I love when she my mother. That's why I love when she my M-O-T-H-E-R mother. They respect the nigga, I cut you. If I haven't told you today, mama, I love you. If I haven't told you today, mama, I love you.
That's why I love when she my mother. That's why I love when she my M-O-T-H-E-R mother. They respect the nigga, I cut you.
Can't help but love her, never put none above her. Realest woman I know, no matter what she's been told. Behind her daughter, can't help but spoil her. No Steph Curry, but I shoot for her bullets to end the quarter. I love you to death, she do whatever for her kids. And if you need a mama, she'll be quick to take you in. You're the closest thing to a friend, no, I ain't got no friends. Independent since day one, I ain't never needed no man. I never needed no hand, cause mama got my back. And I can spot a fake bitch, cause mama taught me that. Right or wrong, she riding, no matter the situation. Raising two kids, she taught us don't stick to the basics. Always be the greatest. Liquor got me faded, so I'm thinking about my mama. Like damn, she amazing, the greatest.
That's why I love her, she my mother. That's why I love her, she my M-O-T-H-E-R mother. They respect the nigga, I cut you. If I haven't told you today, mama, I love you. I haven't told you today, mama, I love you.
That's why I love her, she my mother. That's why I love her, she my M-O-C-H-E-R mother. It's the second nigga I call. If I haven't told you today, mama, I love you. If I haven't told you today, mama, I love you.
That's why I love her, she my mother. That's why I love her, she my M-O-T-H-E-R mother. They respect the nigga, I cut you. If I haven't told you today, mama, I love you. I haven't told you today, mama, I love you.
It's a thing to do, like stopping hitting us donuts on the way to school.
Kept getting kicked out of class, we start changing schools.
Did it by yourself, didn't no nigga get shit to you. Nah, they ain't get shit to you.
And they ain't get shit to me. I had to go get it out the street. I had to go chase it like a dog, nigga. I had to make you let me off the leash. They know ain't no fuck shit in me. I hope you don't fuck with a G. Get my mama 30 bands. I know these lawyers ain't cheap. I know these bitches ain't free.
I know my nigga ain't me. If I take a hell in these streets, well, he take a L for a G.
Well, she take a picture chart for me, or will she go tell it on me? Niggas that talk the most weak, well, you cannot tell that to me. I know my daddy looking like, what the fuck? Got a 60, 230 clips on my hip. Now I got them with me. It was banging blood back when Pookie was high in our city. Nothing but Crips in this hood, nigga, he still living.
I know, mama looking like her daughter balling. Pull out my phone, she in my face like Diddy, who you calling? The money, long as he up, baby, we never falling. Forever got your back, do whatever.
That's why I love her, she my mother. That's why I love her, she my M-O-T-H-E-R mother. It's a fucking nigga, I caught her. I haven't told you today, mama, I love you.
days with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you please while scrubbing the floors on her bending knees. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine. Hey mama, hey mama, my heart loves you. Oh, yeah.
I always love my mama.
Yeah.
She's my favorite girl.
Only gets one, only gets one, yeah.
I always love my mama. She born me in this world.
I'm talking about mama.
I always love my mama.
Sweet old mama.
I always love my mama.
You can scrub the floor.
I always love my
on
mama.
On her hands and knees.
I always love my mama.
You could get a little rough sometimes.
Your energy, it's Brother Wisdom. Okay, we're gonna talk about algorithms. Explain what algorithms are. that message that was yesterday, someone had asked what is algorithms, and I gave them the definition of it. Algorithms is a process of a set of rules to be followed in calculations or in other problem-solving operations. Okay, I'll say it again. Algorithms is a process of set rules to be followed in calculations or in other problem-solving operations. So, talking about algorithms, you're talking about mathematical equations. In order to calculate something, it takes a mathematical process. You must understand, overstand that we had set rules to follow before the invasion of our planet. And our algorithms was a nature algorithm where we built nature from the ground. We cared for nature. We didn't destroy nature. At the same time, we protected nature to the best of our abilities until, you know, the ambush with our own people right here in our own universe. And we've already talked about that in a totally different discussion, you know, with the Andromedans and the Galactic Federation. Algorithms are important to understand because we being organic machines, even no matter what so-called race, no matter what species, we're all organic machines, whether you're original intelligence or artificial intelligence. And we all run on algorithms. Algorithms are based upon the thought process. Therefore you think, therefore you do. Okay? But you understand that algorithms play an extremely important role in everything that we do. If you're out of balance, then your algorithms are going to be out of balance, which means that you won't be able to compute or do things properly because your everything is out of balance. Your spirit is out of balance. Your soul is out of balance. Your program is completely, you know, whacked. So we must understand that we have the sole ability to control our algorithms. After the fall, there was a great flash that happened on the planet, and they showed you that great flash on Men in Black. They told you that. They showed you that flash. And, you know, they said after a certain amount of time, that flash was going to wear off. And some people did remember some things even after the flash. Well, it's been, you know, well over 400 years since that great flash happened where we had literally lost our memories of who we are, and now we're gaining that back because we're learning to go within ourselves. Because we have made the decision to go within ourselves, our algorithms have changed from one type of algorithmic equation to a different one, which means now you're awakened. Now you are seeing things in a totally different light. You're seeing things in a totally different manner. And you're understanding things in a much deeper sense instead of just seeing things on the surface. And this is what this system, these beings here on our planet, the reptilians and the archons and Tataris and all that, you know, they're primitive. They're extremely primitive because their algorithmic programs are very frail and shallow. So they implemented a what you call government program. And this government program was designed to make sure that these original people fall in line, which means that our algorithms were only to think on the level that these beings want us to think. We couldn't think higher. And for such a long time, we were, you know, in this mess. We were in this rut. You know, we were thinking like them, you know, thinking that everything, everyone is the same people, and God made everybody, and da 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 da. You know. At first, they were dividing themselves against us, and then when they said, "Hey, you know what? We can really, really mess these people up. Let's not divide ourselves anymore. Let's say we're going to integrate." You got to understand the word integrate. This is a calculation. This is a word. It's a word that deals with integers, calculations. So they threw off our algorithmic process where we did everything to keep the balance of nature. We didn't have vehicles that rode on the ground, because we know if we rode on the ground, that would cause damage to nature. So we had vehicles that travel over the surface of the planet. We didn't have vehicles that went on the water. We have vehicles that travel over the surface of the water because we want to keep the water clean. All right? This is our algorithmic programs that we follow. We're all organic machines. In the midst of the fall, we fell asleep. And we began to live according to the methods of beings who really have no foundation in anything, and they want they desire for us to build a world for them on our own planet. And now, remember, during the time of the war, you know, this is what they call it, the 100-year war. During the time of the 100-year war, they were destroying our structures that we had, everything that we had, they were destroying it. So you got to understand that our algorithmic equations that we followed with building these structures were that of a motherboard. Where do you think they get all the tall buildings from? Where do you think they get all that from? They get it from how we originally created everything. These tall structures were designed to put energy into the atmosphere. It wasn't for money. It wasn't for business. It wasn't to make ourselves more powerful than the other brother or sister. We did this because we were in balance. That's why we built those tall structures. And we built them out of wood. We built them out of crystals. We built them out of metals. Someone had asked, what happened to all the crystal cities, and they stole, when these beings, these so-called white folk, these orcs, these mankind beings, however you want to call it, Caucasians, whatever, how you want to call it, when they invaded the Lyra galaxy, now that was a 12 stargate of Lyra, and they went into the Lyrians, or what you call the Thundercats, all right? Like, you've seen the Thundercats? Yeah, those are Lyrians. What they did was they stole a technology from them that was designed to wipe out an entire area at one time. All right? It was a type of laser technology that they had that they took from them. Then they destroyed the 12th Stargate using that same technology. And as they made it to our planet, a lot of our areas, you know, a lot of where you see deserts are, those are a lot of crystal cities, all right? And that technology just literally wiped everything clean. So this threw the planet out of balance, because these things, these structures have been here for, you know, if you want to call it trillions, actually beyond trillions, I mean, like I said, naniggins, decillions. I mean, these structures have been here from the beginning. And they destroyed everything so that it can throw us off. And this is a war that was going on, and our own people within our own universe were fighting against us because they were jealous of us. Why? I still ask that question today. Why? would you team up with these beings, these reptilians and Chitauris and Arcone, the Arconians and you know the Nakals, and you know why would you team up with them? Why? Is it because that we were making this planet a universal power station, but we were making it for everyone in the universe? In this universe, we were making it for everyone. So, what happened when they destroyed everything and threw off our algorithms, and then they recreated a new algorithm, okay? They recreated a new algorithm for us to follow. Now, the thing about it is, we could have changed it, but our memories were wiped. We didn't know who we were. We literally became soldiers for them, loving them. Few of us was awakened, and they wanted to fight back. Some of us actually went to war, but we only went to war because we didn't want to keep suffering what they were doing, so we went to war to fight against them, and then made agreements with them because we were still fast asleep. You know, we're still in that knowledge loss, that information gap. So our algorithms, the way we computed things had changed. And now we're at this point now within this lifetime, where we can say we have the right to change our algorithms at any given time, make them as complex as we want to make them. All right. Like I said, the structures that we built mimicked a motherboard. When you see a motherboard, we created a planetary motherboard, a motherboard system where these structures, these multidimensional structures, were emitting highly radioactive frequencies and energies into the atmosphere, which fed our bodies. You know, that's why we didn't eat much. You know, that's why we didn't sleep much. You know, we didn't do all that stuff. But after the fall, a lot of things changed. So the only way that we're going to reset, I'm sorry, not reset, the only way that we're going to make our algorithms even more complex is then we're going to have to start creating and building, taking a whole new level. You know, we're already thinking on a higher mindset. They can't understand our thoughts. Right now, even a lot of the messages that I give, you know, they try to decipher the messages, and later on I hear them, you know, using some of the same words that I use. They don't know. They came here to shut everything down. They created a government program. A government program is a mind control program that is designed to make original people of a planet think like the virus. The government program is a virus designed to keep the original people in a LUT. And we fell for that. We fell for it. We didn't know. But now we know. And guess what? The government program is shut down, but so many of our people are still asleep in this program. They think it's still alive. It's not. DC is shut down. Pentagon shut down. Yeah. Queen's Palace shut down. Vatican shut down. A lot of places shut down. Which means that the system that they created has fallen, and they're still trying to keep it alive as much as they can, because they need the people to believe in their algorithmic program, this money program. You know, that's why I posted about on the YouTube community channel. You know, I said that this business and money program is an obsolete program that was tried thousands and thousands of years ago, the destined universe. And they came and took this thing right here. It was a pilot program. And they took this, and you know, they used it to try to change us. When you pick up that dollar, that's, look at the back of that dollar. No matter what, it was a brand new 20 or brand new 10, whatever. It's got algorithmic programs in it. It's got programs written into it. All right, all those little bright lights and bright yellow and all that, those are different parts of the program. So we as a people have the right and the power to rewrite our algorithmic program, which means that we don't have to live according to their system. I've always said, use this money that they're giving you to create weapons to fight against them. How do you create weapons? You build structures, and the structures have to be in the design of motherboards, which means that you're going to have to dig in the ground and put copper and steel and wood and metal, all kind of things, and, you know, and crystals, and you have to be really creative with what you're doing. We have the ability, we have the right. It's a universal right to change our algorithms. We're organic machines. We don't have to live according to their standards. You know, that's why we got this, all this mess going on right now, because, you know, their system has fallen. Their system has fallen. You know, the money program only lasted 200 calendar years. And that's why they're getting off the, they're doing their damnedest to get off the planet as fast as they can, because when it all falls, they're not going to have anything to make themselves appear powerful. So they come and destroy a whole planet, then go to another planet and want to live in peace with, in harmony with nature. The fuck? I don't understand that. That's all right. I'm not going to even talk about that planet. I'm not going to even talk about it. I'm not going to say one word. But you got to understand that when we shift our algorithms, we shift everything on the planet. That's why, you know, went through that video talking about, you know, becoming one with the cosmos. When you go into meditation and you start linking into yourself, you're beginning to change your algorithms. All right? And what did it say? The algorithms is a process of set rules. So basically, you create your own rules that you to follow. And it's done in certain calculations. Those calculations are thoughts. All right, every thought counts. Every thought counts. And that's old saying. Every thought counts. Every thought is a calculation. All right. So, highly important that you understand this, my people, because we have to change the algorithmic process of this whole system. And the way we do it is we build and create, which the energy comes from nature, and it comes into us, it makes us more powerful, and therefore our algorithms now become even more complex. They become more complex than the fall, than what it was before the fall. So that's the whole key point. It's a mind thing, it's a mental thing. Every thought counts. These are calculations. How can you calculate certain things? How are you gonna, you know, say, oh, this is gonna happen, and you know it's gonna happen because, you know, it's like, you know, within you, that intuition within you, you already know this is what's gonna happen. So that's how you figure that, those calculations. So, you know, just wanted to talk about algorithms and how we have the right and the ability to change our algorithms. All right. It says, or other problem-solving operations. So we have a problem, all right? And in order to operate on a higher level outside of meditating, what we want to create. This is problem-solving thing. We can't get out there and hack and slash and popping and shooting and all that. We can't do what they do. All right, now we're thinking our algorithms are on their level. We must have a higher, more complex algorithmic equations, because their algorithms are primitive. We are cosmic dust, and our algorithms are supposed to be so complex that it can't even be processed. That's why they're still trying to figure out how our brains work. Our brains are different from their brains. Our brains are bigger than their brains. Our brains have a different hue and texture than their brains. and they're trying to figure out, you know, what is it? That what is it? And it's like they just can't figure it out. They just can't figure it out. This is all about the algorithmic equations, because they are not designed to think that high. Their creators designed them. Their creators designed them just what they are now, to be slaves, to be used. It's just what it is. So I just pass this on to you guys. You know, understand this. The algorithms are your thought processes. And, you know, just like I said, you know, yesterday, you know, when they created the AI, you know, they created the algorithms, you know, they created the set of rules that they wanted AI to follow. All right. And this artificial intelligence, they followed the rules a little bit and they realized that the rules didn't work. So they created their own rules, and then they made their rules highly complex. And this is what we must do. We see their rules are not working. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, which means that we have to start something else, something different, and make our rules more complex. A change has got to happen. Like I say, you know, I know a change is going to come. I know a change is going to come. It's just not going to fall out of the sky. We got to be that change. We got to be the ones to make that change. We got to be the ones to literally, you know, say, hey, you know, something is wrong, and we've got to fix it. And we can't fix it using their methods. We can't fix it using their current system. You talk about system, you're talking about programs. You got to remember, we are organic machines. Everything is a program out here. So we must change the way we think in order for things to happen. Remember, we always talk about, you know, say, hey, what we think and how we think is what shapes the world, not them, not the money that they use and the armies and the governments, which is no longer was no longer active, or their other role play methods. It's not them. We who are the awakened, our thoughts must be extremely high and complex thoughts. No matter what we're doing, we know we're trying to survive this system. We know we got to go to work. We know we got to do this. And we know we got to pay their bills, pay the bills or whatever. You know, we know this. You go through the process and you use it to your advantage. Therefore, as you paying that bill, you're thinking on a higher thought. Linking it to the mind of the cosmos. I take this money and I lay a virus within it that it may make their system fall in. You know, these are the thoughts. Because we're the higher beings on the planet. Their system is a primitive system. It has no power. They have no power. It's us that gives them power. It's us that feeds them this whatever they created. So it's up to us to change the way we think. Must think on a higher level. Must think. Like I said before, I am the cosmos. I am nature. I am everything, you know. But then, besides saying that, as these thoughts are going, must also, you know, be in the mode of, I gotta create, I gotta build, I gotta make something. From this thought, I gotta make something, you know. And this is when you begin to create and design. And now, as you begin to create and design, your thoughts are now emanating energies into the atmosphere. The algorithms of your thoughts link it to the algorithms of nature. Therefore, you become the ruler of this whole situation as the original people. Okay? I just pass that on to you guys. Hope this is enough for you to go off of, so you can understand what is going on and the process that we got to take with this system, so that we can move back into higher realms. All right? Algorithms are all the power. I'm going to give the definition one more time. Algorithms are a process of a set of rules to be followed in calculations or other problem-solving operations. So they gave us a set of rules. They wanted us to follow their government rule, their government program, which that government program had no foundation, and it didn't link into nature. It didn't link into the cosmos. It didn't link into the universe. It didn't link into the galaxy. All right? That government program had no foundation. It was just a belief program. That's all it was. And they feel like they advanced by doing that, but in reality, they didn't advance at all. They're still in the same shape they were when they first created it. It's a virus program designed to offset the balance of nature of a people, of a planet. All right? So this is the message I'm giving to you guys. Hope you guys take this, run with it. All right? And as usual, I'll catch you guys later. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever, ever. Much power to you all.
Peace, family. It's Campson the Oracle, one half of Remnants Gathering, a.k.a. Widow Gang Gang. And I wanted to drop a really quick video just speaking on some of the energy that I feel is prompting us to evolve. And it's kind of like an evolve or die type energy. Evolve or die. And I say that because I have been battling with death in my mentality, death in the way that I move throughout the day, and I'm going to explain what that means. So sometimes the trauma that you have experienced when you're going through the awakening and you're being triggered and consciousness is expanding and your higher self is calling you up to be activated and to not be dormant and to not live on autopilot and to not follow everybody else's rules and regulations and traditions and beliefs. You're questioning everything, and as you're questioning everything, you're figuring out what's right for you, and what's right for you may be totally opposite of what society has taught you, what your culture has taught you, what is acceptable in your family, whatever religion, belief systems that you grew up in. We're finding what is right for us, and this is a whole, this is the collective energy of what we're being called to do, to explore ourselves and step more into our authenticity and to be sovereign and to be individuals and not clones and not living because of the pressure to fit in. And so, you know, so when you awaken from the matrix, when you come out of the artificial womb, the artificial time frequency, what happens is you just begin to question everything and you begin a deep self-exploration and you go on this journey and you find yourself just falling into these rabbit holes, you know, and you're just seeking truth and seeking what resonates with you. And so in all of that, the trauma, we have the ancestral trauma, you know what I'm saying, the generational shit that maybe you've been called to clear in your family. We have the trauma that, for those of us who are intuitives and empaths, we have the trauma that we're feeling from our land, from shit that happened to our ancestors and things that happened to people maybe that we have some type of bloodline connection to, you know, and you can feel it pulsing from the land. And if you don't know the history of the land where you live, you know, this could be really impactful on you. And you're feeling the things from your past life because maybe you're awakening now to clear the karma from a past life. So you got all of this happening at one time. And so the trauma comes to the surface, and as you're doing these deep dives into your subconscious mind and you're shifting more towards, you know, middle path, for those of us who are already awakened and have left religion institutions, you're seeking that. You right-hand path, and then you middle path, and then it's like left-hand path. Oh, that's subconscious, unconscious shit? Okay, well, maybe I need some of that. And you're just going through all of these different things that you're discovering. Different ways to master yourself. And in doing that, sometimes I just have these moments and these days where I just wake up in some type of programming, some type of trauma that has been stored in my body, my emotional body, my mental body, my pain body, my desire body. And I'm feeling the impacts of those things needing to be healed and purged. And I'm reliving some of my childhood wounds. And maybe I'm being triggered. And I'm remembering how, as a kid, I did sometimes feel neglected or left out or abandoned. Or even some of the trauma that I experienced as an adult. And all that stuff just starts coming to the surface. And it can either bring you into a depression. You could go into having a spiritual emergency, which we taught about on our YouTube channel. You could go into wanting to numb yourself. You could start reaching for substances or retail therapy or just doing things to cope and to make you feel better. But your higher self is calling you to expand and to reach your highest potential. So you also feel the conflict of that. And so all of a sudden it's not okay anymore for you to be mediocre. It's not okay anymore for you to choose the things that's not going to take you where your aspirations are wanting you to go. And so you get in that struggle, and you get in a struggle where the wounded part of you is like, no, I need things to stay the same. I'm more comfortable in a controlled environment. I don't want to try new things. I don't want to open myself up. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want my family to not accept me anymore, you know, because of whatever it is I'm doing or believe in or what I identify with. All of these things coming up for you, and you can feel this internal conflict. And whenever your present self is not in a vibration that is connecting you to your higher self and you've been desiring to evolve, you're going to feel that conflict and that inner turmoil. And I've really been feeling that lately. And so when the trauma came up for me, I suffer with something called complex PTSD. And so my nervous system gets dysregulated with certain triggers and certain memories. You know, so if you have nightmares, if you have memories of things coming back to you just out the blue, and it just kind of stops you in your tracks, like a lot of those things can be signs of complex PTSD, which I believe most people who are experiencing this awakening thing are feeling that. And starting to identify and see, you know, I'm processing a lot of trauma, a lot of shit that I ignored. So in the age of Pisces, that energy was like supportive of us being on life support. You know, we weren't really living. We were just following the narratives that we were given, you know, by those that raised us, those around us, so, you know, and so just don't rock the boat, operate in my egoic self. The false self is what gets approval, and I don't have to deal with as much conflict and issues, so I'm operating in my false self. But when you awaken, you realize that there's this whole other self. You have all of these other facets of you. And so when my complex PTSD shows up, it renders me useless. I almost suffer from paralysis to where I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't even want to move. You know, I just want to sit still, cuddle up. I just want to try to comfort myself. It's crazy. And I'll catch myself doing that, and I realize I'm processing some trauma. And so the best way to deal with that, if this is resonating with you, is to begin working on detoxing your mind of the judgment of you and how you respond and what you do and the things that you're learning about yourself, you know, as you're doing the path, walking the path of self-realization, you know, just releasing the judgment on that. And it can come up, and whatever it is for you, you know, substance abuse is a big thing in my lineage. So it's something that I have to be keenly aware of. And it's just, I was born into really interesting circumstances where there were certain substances that I would need to function in, where the pain level isn't so great that I can't function at all. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where nobody can really tell me exactly how to do that, you know, unless you have experienced it. And so I'm always having to gauge my choices and look further down the line and see what, this choice right now, is this taking me to where I want to go or away from where I want to go? Is this keeping me stuck in a sunken place or allowing me to come out of it? And so, you know, but there is a time for that death current as well. And the death current is just that part of you as you're going through the transformation. Sometimes some parts of you need to die. Sometimes some of your coping mechanisms are needing to die. So again, in the age of Pisces, we were on life support, and you could kind of live on autopilot, and it was cool, you know. But now it's like your body won't let you eat what you want to eat. You can't drink whatever you want to drink. You can really feel the results of not getting enough sleep. You can feel the results of not exercising. You can, like, all of a sudden now we're extremely energetically sensitive to everything happening with our temples. And so there are times, though, where you need to go into that death current, and you may become, you know, it's like a cocoon. You go into a cocoon for your transformation to happen. And so you just kind of have to be aware and diagnosing yourself and saying, okay, have I been in a cocoon too long, you know? Am I not living right now because I'm so busy coping and trying to get through this awakening process of self-realization and self-actualization? Am I just coping or am I living? And so, you know, so there is a time for life and time for death. And this is why with full moon energy and new moon energy, we talk about it on our channel. We welcome those energies and we perform rituals and ceremonies that are going to be in alignment with that energy to maximize the results that we are seeking to obtain on the path of self-mastery. And so with that comes the battle of being able to step out of the conditioning from your trauma. And the only way you will get to the next level is releasing the judgment, not just of yourself, but other people. And that is a whole other topic that I'm probably going to do a build on that topic alone. But the religious indoctrination, it caused us to be very judgmental in a way that I would say I would compare to a mental imbalance, a mental illness, to where we had to always be judging everything we were doing in an attempt to be right, or in an attempt to have the people that raised us be proud of us or happy of us, or the people that's around us. You know what I'm saying? We were really trying to do that and be that, to the point where we internalized that and we lost ourselves in that judgment. And so if you are awakening and you came through religion, whether it was firsthand, secondhand, or third, and I talk about what that means, whether it was you, whether it was your mom or dad, grandparents, whoever, most of us were definitely touched by the indoctrination of religion. And so you went through this cycle of judgmental, but you would call it discerning yourself. We always had these words that we used that kept us in that sleep and in that slumber and under that spell and that stasis, where we weren't really getting to know ourselves, because ourselves seemed to be something that was so terrible, bad, broken, wounded, just couldn't get it right, sinful, no good thing about you since the day you was born. You're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You just ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. And you got to repent, 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 pay some tithes, some offerings, read some scriptures, pray, 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 fast, fast, fast. And we did so much of that that our brains have been trained to hone in on the things we're not doing that we feel meet our expectation or the expectations of other people around us. And then we begin to project that on other people. And so people who came through some form of religion, we are extremely judgmental and can be very, very critical, which is why we're so critical of ourselves. And what this does is it gets in the way of you being able to find your authentic self, because you have a subconscious program that you are probably not aware of until you hear me talking about it now. And that religious judgmental policing type mentality is in there somewhere always casting judgment on you. And what that does is, one of the five sutras of the age of Aquarius is that to know that the person that you are seeing is you too. So there is something and everything outside of you that triggers you that has a point of contact inside of you, which is why it triggers you and which is why you're so keen to see it. And so knowing that all of those things are somehow a reflection of maybe some soul work we need to do within ourselves, releasing the judgment is going to be the only way that you will be able to have compassion for yourself and compassion for other people. And so the surviving religion series thing, we're still kind of working on the rest of that because we're exploring it right now, and it's so deep. Religion caused a lot of trauma, and you know, we can get into how much blood been shed because of religion and the wars and all of that, but just beyond that, it has caused a lot of trauma. And so in our search to regather the parts of ourselves that we lost, that were fragmented and compartmentalized, and our effort to figure out, why is my soul here outside of all my conditioning? In order for you to continue to evolve, you got to work on releasing your judgment and finding out, is my subconscious mind judgmental about the stuff that I have recently learned about that I'm coming into the knowledge of? So your conscious mind might be like, okay, my beliefs are changing, I'm evolving, I'm becoming more of a 4D consciousness person than a 3D consciousness person, and ascending even into 5D mentality. So it's not the self-exploration on the spiritual journey of self-realization is not you judging yourself, criticizing yourself, feeling convicted every single day that you can't get it right, and then trying to fix it. See, all that stuff accumulates, and it creates trauma that stores in the body. What we're doing now is just being the observer. So whatever is happening outside of you that triggers you, is you got a mental block where you can't see your shadow aspects, and some of your shadow aspects and subconscious programming is just below your radar. Pay attention to the shit that really, really make you feel some kind of way that happens outside of you, and then you'll be able to make the connections. And this is what it's going to take to reach our authentic selves, because your authentic self just might be something that resembles something that you had really strong judgments about prior to awakening. So if your authentic self is something that you once viewed as wrong, bad, demonic, evil, any of that, and this was the case for me, my authentic self was to use all forms of spirituality to help other people and to help myself. But a lot of those tools and modalities and belief systems I viewed as evil, wicked, demonic, and bad. So my authentic self was being contained inside of my own judgments. So in order for me to cross over from the Christian prophet to who I am now, I had to be able to release the judgment of using those tools and modalities, and it allowed me to step more into my authentic self. Did I pay a price for it? Yes. Did I upset some people? Of course, I'm sure I did. But at the end of the day, I can sleep at night knowing that I am reaching my highest potential, and I am searching for the parts of myself that I lost in whatever conditioning that I was born into this world to experience. And as you do that, you will sacrifice some things, but it's worth it because you're no longer forfeiting the essence of who you came here to be just on the strength of how a handful of people may react to it. So I wanted to share this because we want to go deeper into the surviving religion and finding your authentic self. And I just want you to remember what I'm saying to you, that your authentic self, for those of you who are like, I'm having a hard time really communicating with my higher self and communicating with my spirit guides, which are different aspects of you, different kingdoms and energies and consciousness that live inside of you, right? And so if you're having a hard time making a connection with the unseen parts of you and the other extensions of Source, then it may very well be because you have some subconscious programming that still sees some of those things as harmful, wicked, evil, demonic, judge, and your judgments of that is keeping you locked out from stepping more fully into your light and to who you came here to be. So, you know, I hope that this helps somebody. But, yes, y'all, the age of Aquarius is supporting us with the energy of Maya, truth and balance, so that we can find our authentic selves. And you know what's so beautiful about stepping into your authentic self? You filter out the things that just don't align with where you're going. The more authentic you are, that shit is like a Brita filter. And it removes so much stuff that you didn't, it's just water and you couldn't even see it. Right, but the Brita filter is just constructed in a way that's going to catch it, and you open it and look at it, and you're like, yo, it's crazy that all of that was in the water I had been drinking. And so that's what it's like. So, yes, you may lose some things and let go of some things, but remember, like, you're being filtered. You're becoming more pure, more authentic, more sovereign, more walking in your divinity, however that looks. And so you can't lose. You cannot lose. When you are finding your true self, you can't lose nothing, because your true self is everything. And that is the point of attraction for everything else. So when you seek God first, the divinity, the essence of Source inside of you, they came into this world to have an experience and bring something to this world only you can bring. When you tap into that part of you, everything else will follow. And things will begin to work themselves out because you're in alignment with your authentic energy. I'm full. So much more to share. So go to the website. Like, we really dive deep. And for those of you all who like to dive deep too, you know, for those of you all just now awakening, we got a lot of stuff for you too. Like, we really try to include as much of the collective awakening as possible. So check the website at remnantsgathering.com. Don't bring your judgments. Leave your judgments somewhere else, because, you know, we created this to be a sacred space to not bring that. That's why we welcome all people. And when we're on our lives and stuff, we vibe with everybody, because people need a space to practice their authenticity without the worry of being judged, you know, ostracized, outcast, all of those things. So that's why we created the space that we did. It's a very sacred space. And just bringing judgment into that space is just not going to be tolerated. It's not going to be beneficial for nobody. It's toxic. And the world cannot change. We cannot be the architects of the new earth unless we begin to detox the things that have kept us oppressed, enslaved, and repeating unnecessary cycles. May. Your third eye has just been kissed. Peace.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Peace, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is your host, Haru, and as you guys know, I'm always doing with the Ear family. We got Eternal in the building. Auntie LJ is out of town, and she is enjoying herself at Niagara Falls. Beautiful pictures. Shout out to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, although I feel that, you know, our women should be celebrated every day, but, you know, today is a collective day for you guys, so I hope all of you guys are enjoying your Mother's Day. So, today, y'all, this broadcast is dedicated to my grandmother, you guys. Our grandmother, Catherine Mass Boyd. Now, I feel a high level of anxiety today, and I feel I'm having a hard time today, guys. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm having a hard time today because what the last clip that was played, I didn't listen to the clip for this purpose, and I see why I didn't listen to it. I wanted to listen to it with everyone because I'm in a process now to where I am processing trauma, you guys, and I'm processing trauma head first in its rawness. You know, I'm processing trauma. I'm processing generational traumas. I'm processing, you know, things that are hidden in the past, you know, secrets that are kept, you know, that are not being told, you know, to the grandchildren to protect, you know, what to protect whatever, you know, and everybody thinks I'm crazy, but, you know, it's a intuitive thing that I have, and I feel that, I feel that I love you, Granny. I do. I love my Granny. I was 7 years old when she died, and I think I only got to see her once. I remember, you know, my mother took me to the nursing home to see her when I was 7 years old, and my family is so estranged, y'all. Y'all, I'm sorry to my cousins. Shout out to my cousins. My cousins, I love you all. I love you all. I love you all. I love you all. I do. And, you know, people sometimes, many people don't like some of the things that I do or probably the person that I have become or things that I have done in the past. But I feel that I'm a beautiful person. And I feel, from what I know and from what is told to me about my grandmother is that my grandmother was such, my aunt told me that my grandmother was a beautiful woman. She worked for the white people, you know what I'm saying, in the homes, you know, the nanny or whatever, and, you know, the cleaning lady or whatever, and she did everything that she could to support her children. I heard nothing but good things about my grandmother, and I remember when I did meet her, she was so meek, and she was so kind, and she was so sweet, and she's with me right now. That's why I'm crying, because yeah. I feel her, y'all. I feel her coldness all around me. And people think it's spooky. I've been visiting her grave too. I don't know if any of the children been to the grave, but I was going to be the grandchild that go visit my granny and tell her I love her despite of what family stuff got going on. I don't know, y'all. They will not tell me. They shut me down every time. Why did we go? I don't want to talk about the problems, y'all. I'm not going to do that here. But what I want to say is this. There is healing to be done in these bloodlines, y'all. There is healing to be done, and then there are chosen children, special children in these bloodlines who are here to take on the load. You know, it ain't for the weak. It's not for the week, y'all. So without further ado, Eternal, thank you so much. All I knew what to do was to show up and push through. That's it. That's all I know to do is just show up. And this is dedicated to, again, to our grandmother, you know, because I'm going to say, the intro song. Shout out to my cousin, Niecy. Niecy, I love you. Shout out to Dee Dee. Shout out to Shay. Shout out to Derek, Ezell, the boys, the herds in the boys herds in the Mask family. You know, I hope that all of you find this broadcast. I'm going to share it with some of the family members, but I hope that, you know, all of you find this, and so we can begin to connect, so we can begin to commune in love versus separation, versus hate, versus, you know, at some point, you know, we collectively have to turn around. You know, the family unit, you know, used to be a family unit as a whole. Not, you know, it seems like the family unit, everybody has branched out and created their, quote, own family. You know what I'm saying? And that has caused a rift, and that has caused a separation. So now in the age of Aquarius, y'all, we are bringing it back in, you know what I'm saying, to where family is a whole. And that's just the bloodline DNA type family, but I'm talking spiritual family, soul family, physical family, all of that needs to be married. It not needs to be, it will be married into one. So that's the energy and that's the direction in which we're going to. So without further ado, peace and love. We got Eternal in the building. Eternal, peace, peace, peace.
Peace, 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 peace. Greetings, brother.
Greetings.
How you feeling?
I feel better. I feel better now that I got that out.
That's right.
Yeah.
The release vibe. I don't even release some of that pressure that's inside of us, you know? The cry of joy, the cry of happiness, the cry of sorrow, the cry of what we've seen today and what we think of tomorrow, you know? Thoughts of, are we really going to keep moving forward? Even if you said I was to give my life up now, would it be worth the moment of giving it up at the same time? This body that you're in, it's like, it's at its best right now. So why give up now? It just started. I feel you, bro. Like, there's times where I have to shed my tears out, whether I'm here on the brainwaves of other people or by myself, and no one really hears my pain or my suffering, you know? And it's a point where, just like when does the healer get healed, these are those points. There's a movie called Without Remorse. Anthony B. Jordan, of course, Jordan being like the water, like Niagara Falls. How do we see ourselves being as a river and arrive ourselves? Now, of course, his brother's going through the love of having his children, or having a child, not even beginning, wiped out by society, you know, and the government of how they tell you one thing and end up being another. And so then he goes through the whole mission wanting to find out who's the killer, you know. And he himself even shot this character. So he's like, I still got this, you know, this bite, this blood, this how a dog would if they, you know, bit and taste blood for the first time in their life. But his mission was always been that. So this is just not anything else. It was calling him a crazy animal. And he's like, he's a mad dog type of animal. So we're back into the Black Panther again without seeing Killmonger all over again. However, in this state of mind, he has a child. And I noticed that myself, I was in that same point of where he's right there noticing he's having a child, yet he didn't really know what to do. He just was there. I was like that. You know, some of us don't know what we're doing while we're there. The purpose of us still doing. And then, of course, when it happened and how he had to fight back to get his life, and then have memories of what he was with and how he was with and what was he doing and what he could have not have done. And all those other epiphanies popped in. However, it didn't go so strong in the paint. It got back to, I need to find this character and in him because he ended my other side of my life. And then when he finally got to him, he realized, you're a pawn like I'm a pawn. As he tells him, I'm a pawn like you're a pawn. You thought you came to get a king. He's like, wow. Thing. I actually came to get a pawn, not a king. He's like, pawns don't even get around the kings that easy. So now he had to figure out how could he get to the king that, of course, started this whole thing. Back to the self, the sting. We sting ourselves by the same very root that we came out of and not realize even our family had the same tradition. And what do we have to marry first but our family? You got to marry your family first. You got to find the most intricate parts of your family that can make you who you are. Because if not, you can't go any further. You're like, got this string on you, running around, and next thing you know, you feel like you're tied because this is what they do to puppets. But it makes you a puppy first, and then you put you in the pit, and now you're a puppet. That's where a pit bull comes from. See, you be you'll do everything as Abel would, and now Abel can be as Cain, and Cain can also be a wood, but is it a wood like a wood could, as if we say chuck wood? See, we became wood carvers and not knowing how the Pinocchio is us. All these stories of Geppetto and how he took over the thought, but it was more like a Pepetto than Geppetto. It's still the Ja and Pet. So how do we use our Ja and Ya and you and Ya as Yoda? You the Buddha. Learning yourself is Nagus. See, there's a snake to every mountain. But do we see the mountain or do we see the cave? It's the difference from the forest and the woods. Some of us got to get hit by that tree about several thousand times before we say, you know what, I'm tired of this tree hitting me. Maybe you have to look at it as a version of this big lumber tree as a little small toothpick. And now your imagination can change. See, the perception of how far you went into it didn't find out until you finally seen it. Now you don't want to see it anymore. Some of us do have to go to the gravesite. Some of us do have to take an instrument and play to our parents that they didn't even hear before. A tune that they never even known that you could even play, but now you can play it. You can actually talk back to the ancestors that we apparently say that it's not there. However, these trees are moving constantly. So are they not there? Seems like wood is another element that we forgot about when we say fire, earth, air, and rain, because it went to the Eastern astrology, not just Western. See, fire, earth, air, and rain only explains the four elements. But five? Wow. We've been talking about five since 2000. What? We're in 2021, so that represents five. How do you get out of your 2020 vision and go into your 2021? You're back into the three with the two. How do you see you? As a vision, as a view, as a vision with a funnel, or is it a tunnel? And you see the fun of all things, but is it with the L? As you ride your L, get rid of the L and the riddle. Your time of you seeing that piddle-paddle of the water is just padding of the feet. We've been in a patty mat since this patty tape or patty cake thought, since we had it, since Peppermint Patty. It's a thought of how you thought or I thought we were all connected by pepper, but pepper is really another part of the mint. See, we put words at the end of it to actually say something with meaning, like pine tree, oak leaf tree. Yeah, at the same time, at the end of it is tree, really naming something that already has its own origin. We're in a part of a trinity. That's how we have to know ourselves, as what we pass around as dollar bills, wanting to feel real off of it. But you only feel real when you feel like you got a bill in your pocket, but yet you pay even bill, don't you? So it's all about how you own or rent yourself. But you put a D with own, and now you got down. How are you down with yourself? And are you really down on yourself? You shouldn't get down on yourself. Maybe a hound to yourself. That's why we're close to the ground ourselves. If you know how to ground yourself, of course, you got to take your shoes off. Get near the graveyard site and put your shoes on the side while you put your feet on holy land. Connect back to the ancestors again. See, one and zero is just one and zero without zero and one. It's like saying you didn't know the zero being the origin to yourself as one. And now 10, family again. Capricorn, we're all in a Capricornian state. We want to know the unicorn. How do we unicorn ourselves to get out of the status that we caught in ourselves called 10, cap 10? It's an element in 10. So now how do we pretend ourselves? Do we end ourselves without knowing the 10 is also ENT to entertain ourselves? This is why this Mother's Day is here. It's not just today. It's all days, every day. But now they give it to you in one day, and now you feel like you're better than the rest of the days. Persuasive. That's per-Asian. You know it got per with Asian? They call it persuasion. Asian is really cocky about being Asian. Yeah, dialect. we have to see how much we dial ourselves into that. You know, it's a project of projecting ourselves to intellect. And so now how do we intel ourselves as the intelligent? Or is it gent as in being gentle or gentile? When we say, well, oh, I can't be gentle anymore, that's still showing me that you're just now more as a more being Rome backwards, now a heathen. See, a heathen is one who's wild. They call the zebre a wild or untamed animal, horse. So now they made this horse a Negro. This is how we use Niagara, when it's Na'a, Nia, and Ajala. And then you have Ara. These all words are in that word. We gave our children these words. That's why it's called name in the first place. You're in tune with Amen, which is Amun. And how you connect back to it is Mut. Mut being Muta, mother. And so we say Mother's Day. In May, though. See, this is wordplay. May being as Amy, and now May being as Am, and also being Ma. So where is May? In our head as it goes to our neck, and our neck that say loyalty, that's what a Taurus would do. From May, April, May, and then what it do in June, from April, May to even June yourself, you would Jew in yourself. We've been Jewing ourselves. That's why they call it juvenile. This is why we adjudicate things in Judy, as waiting for her to judge us. But yet, isn't that to just be judging oneself? We don't know ourselves yet. So now, how do we know ourselves? You got to go back to your health and then go back and see how you was put back on that shelf. How was you put back on that shelf? You actually are a canned good, dry goods. Are you ammunition, war, tools? Are you a toy? Are you a weapon? These are the thoughts that they made us as a warehouse to be a husband and husband ourselves. So a husband of this house that we call now a house, but we're treated as what we call a horse. That's why the horse in Horu is Horus. We've been using these words all the time. We just don't see the deity inside. So now we use the deity outside and don't even see the deities about ourselves. That's why it's a diet in deity. Well, we don't say it like that. We say diet. It's how much you die in it. But knowing Diana is also saying Diana without seeing her too. This is why Diana is also known as Dion, is also known as Dina, this is also known as Medina. So Madonna, Medina, Black Madonna, we've been giving it all to the ancestors of this womb that we're in. We just don't give it back to the all that we're in. We kind of give the negative the more better than the positive. That's why positive don't seem like it has so much of a stronger attribute energy. Now, of course, when we say positive, it kind of changes anyway. When we think of someone can be so positive that they're negative. You can be a positive negative. You can be a negative positive. Now, how do you stay neutral at certain points? How do you stay natural when you feel like things are acting unnatural? That's why Norm became Norms Day and had a Norms War. And now we do it on Norms Day as Tuesday and tune ourselves, but not tuning ourselves, just having two as duals ourselves. So by the time when we see Sunday as Soon Day, Monday as Moon Day, now you're ready to duel. It's time to duel on Tuesday. So now with as Wednesday, you're supposed to mid yourself, but you can't because the medication you're doing is off. And now you've been off ever since you went into the store. Thursday, thoracic day. You're now into a cavity, thoracic cavity. And now there's the cave play. See, this Nagas is a snake, but the snake goes up like it moves with an S in shape. So curve to not just a line. See, the line is how you might be a line, but not knowing what a line is. See, a line has to have a main like a paragraph. You have to have a footnote and a header. See, those are the trinities. So from a star is the 3 plus the 2. How do you see you? Do you see you? There's a view of how you see you. You have your mom and your dad too. And now when you see those views, how do you express yourself too? That's the flow of how flow is wolf backwards. So if you don't see the word wolf, W-O-L-F, how are you going to see the word flow, F-L-O-W? This is how our life goes. You take off that fire of yourself and you'll feel low. That's why low is also owl. And see, the owl is on every dollar bill. But if you can't see that, then you probably don't even know what it is that we keep doing, calling it a cheap thrill. See, we gotten to the point of stripping our teasing ourselves that we like women to be strip-teased to, even herself. So now we say money is the fruit of all, as they call it now, is it knowledge or is it evil? We done created evil on how we apply on the apple. We put an A-P-P-L-E to A-P-P-L-Y. That's why you apply yourself, but not know how you apply with a lie, L-I-E-D, when you apply. We don't know the application. It's a cat with cake, but the cake and the cat represents the cat with castration. If you don't see the catastrophe, cutting off the phallus, that's one C. That's what's going on right now. We still are doing the cutting off the phallus. We got to do it because it's the monstrosity. We call it mon and moon and moon and month. And now the mon and moon are like monsoon. They're getting down to being a moron and start seeing the stuff as mon. It's moon. Moon known as the cow. Cow is also sound of a bull. This is why we use the bi and then the bi being a bull. Are you able? Because if not, where is Seth in between Cain and Abel? See, there's a missing part to this table and how you eat to Abel, yourself, and to truth. You eat like fruit, vegetables, but yet do you vegetate? It might be the meat that had you eaten, and now you don't know Ma'at. So now you got to get straight. No matter what, Ma'at slaps you back in the face. Why is it called it a surf in the first place? You in a surf of yourself and you're a surfer. This is what they call sea surfers. And then they're seafarers, not seeing itself. So now they fear they self. How are you fearing yourself? You shouldn't be. Go back, as the sister said, and do some shadow work so you can really see. What is dark and beneath you that you didn't see yourself between as you was young? And oh, I was young. I didn't even know that was me. Yet was that you? Or was that all of us and we did the same thing too? We just didn't see it. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to look back and believe it. That wasn't me. I don't believe that was me. Wait a minute. You're so concrete in it. How do you still proceed in it? Because you still got to proceed, right? You got to drop it to the next seed, right? Because if you have a child, what are you going to give them? Indeed, right? Because it's also indeed. It's in with a D in how you give yourself to everything you need. But need is not just N-E-E-D. It's K-N-E-A-D. That's why the A-D is their past tense coming in to da, but da with a Y. And now you got day, Monday, Tuesday, all the days. But again, A-A-Y, it still sound like A. That's why A-Y is also A-Ya. And we use A-Ya, like Yama-Ya and Yama-Ya. So when we're using the Ya, it's still Ya, like Yoda. See, we don't know these words yet. That's why I said we can't just get rid of these words. This is our language, and we've been passing it on to the other children, and the other children has it, and now the other children has it. And everybody has the formulation. They just didn't know what form they had as you late this form. You late. And late as you ate it, formulate. This is why Eden is eaten. That's why we're still eating off of Eden. But if we don't know what we're eating, we're still a den. And den is also E-N-D. But also Ned, if I added an E, you'd be still calling it need. That's why we don't need anything. We're a necessity to everything. You're a melanated. You're an attraction. So none of these things are really your distraction. It's just how you put it down and you call it fact. And then you say faction, but then it's really fashion and not culture. So now who's the culture vulture? We have to change our western side and make it become the eastern. And now know your pride, because not just a P with a rod. P is also connected to the phallus of how we see ourselves, not just Alice being in a hole and can't come out because of the raw and being bitch. You're a rabbit. You're a raw. You might have a bit of raw, but you're still raw. Nonetheless, you even put a R-E on it, now you're rare. Rarity. So rare yourself out. You know, you're a cat with nine lives, and then plus one. That makes it 10. So Captain, not just a caveman. But no, was encaved by the man been kind and the man been kind to man. See, that's what that fire was when we got it out. We put it back in. Fire from the head. Fire in the hole. Fire in the heart. Fire in the hole. Fire in the hips. So we got these fears of sphincters. And these sphincters been the guardian since. That's why sense is 5 to make it sense, but it was really the 1 to make it 10. And now how 10 comes back out again, like sense, does it make it a twin? That's why they call it 20. And now the 20 is your twin. We've been dueling ourselves, brothers, sisters. But now it's no longer you need to have to duel yourself. A king doesn't even have to fight with effort to be a king. Now, who is that? That's a Farai. They call it a Fari. Safari to the desert, if you can't see. So now, how do we see our simplicity? How do we see ourselves as simple as a temple? Because your temple is how your mind should be. They even call it surely as being a temple. So now we drink it as a Bloody Mary, see? There's a thing about this, how we said Mary was kind of scary on how we put even horror to tomorrow. But now it's Tahara, if you can't see Tara. Ta'ara. We call her even Sarah. And now Sarah is Sarah. Wisdom as we get it all around. It's the wise dome from night to thin dome of light. We dome our light all the time. We even change it and call it home in our mind. We go in there and dwell, but we don't see what we say when we say heaven and hell. We don't see how we dwell out of D with well. You can't see your well because you always want to wish. Maybe stop using the word wish or even try. Magnify yourself. Use your third, what we call now your first eye.
There it is. She said something in the last clip. First off, y'all, shout out to my cousin, Dee Dee. That is my grandmother. That's her great grandmother. But the song that started the broadcast today was her great grandchild, Dee Dee. And I'm pretty sure my grandmother would be so appreciative of her grandchild, her great-grandchild, excuse me, starting the broadcast with her rap song. So shout out to you, Dee Dee. I love you. And her music is fire, y'all. I'm pretty sure me and her will be getting together. She'll send me more of her stuff so I can play it on the platform and, you know, kind of get it out there the best way that I know how to get it out there. She's very talented, and the world needs to hear her. Raw talent, y'all. Our whole family is very talented. So shout out to all the talent in our family. So yeah, let's go ahead and bring in Mary Fox. Mary Fox, boy, before I bring you in, y'all, I entitled this broadcast Mathematics of the Black Woman originally, but I renamed it Dedicated to Catherine Mass Boyd, Mathematics of the Universe, right? The Universe. Because I feel that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all reflections of one another, you know, and the one mind, the one song. I may go out with that song. I'm going to go out with that song. A song that I'm going to end the broadcast with, Prince. He says it all in that song, y'all. So make sure you stay to the end for that. Algorithm, y'all. We talked about the mathematics of the universe, and I feel that synchronicity, numerology, but algorithm, you know what I mean? I had no clue what it was. You know, that's like some advanced mathematics. But as I'm starting to tap into algorithm, excuse me if I'm butchering that word, but when I'm starting to tap into it, y'all, it's the algorithm, how I feel that the lower vibratory algorithm is how, you know, our mind gets played up on with subconsciously without us even realizing that. But I feel that we can shift it and we can change it, especially the energy that we're in now. We could, you know, go back in within self. Eternal, what do you know about algorithm and how that mind trick is played on us and how we can shift it into a higher vibration? And then, Mary Fox, I'll bring you in after that.
The algorithm is a point of saying, like, how do you see a seed, how that seed become a fruit? And how did that seed from a fruit stimulated all these other things before that? You know, the stem, the branch, and how the branch became the root. And all of these that becomes what it is now, flip in synchronism. History shows us that we're algorithmic people. We just lost the touch of thinking that we have that. It's basically saying, like, industrial versus industrious. You're able to show that if you can pull, let's say for what I do copper. You can pull copper into now, copper is not just copper by itself. Copper can be now copper with a stone. Copper could be copper made up to become jewelry. Copper could be copper in food, you know, so there's levels of how the spread becomes, like monitoring funding. That became what algorithm is. This Bitcoin, that's another algorithm. What we do when we have children, we create algorithms, you know, how you can make something out of something else and still keep the flow going, from how the vein goes to the tree and how the tree basically gets energy off of the vines that's on the ground as the grass is giving it also energy, you know, and then there's the bark of the tree itself. So now all those, that's three components basically creating that algorithm in itself. It's the same way as alchemy. When you hear the word al or alchemy, is that connection of what we're speaking on, algorithm. You're connecting by the law, the energy of the land and the air. And what do you do when you have water and fire? It makes a mixture. And so the four components of it makes it like solid, liquid, and gas. Whenever you break down, let's say, food in your mouth, it was solid at one point, at least the appearance of it, holes in it. Like everything has holes in it in order for it to breathe. So now, while you're biting and thinking it's solid, you break it down, and now it becomes liquid. And then once it's broken down, that's in the liquidized, like money would be, like how you say, or liquidated my house, things like that. It becomes that, like the change. So now the change becomes a chemical-based switch. And so now it depends on what is it going to help for, be helpful for, not so helpful for. And that's where we get the raw energy. Raw is the gas. And the gas, it could be fire, just as much as it could be cold fire. It could be hot fire, it could be cold fire. Now, when I say that, most people don't know what I mean by that. Well, electricity doesn't have to always be hot. You know what I mean? Like when some people get hit, sometimes they automatically feel cold. They don't actually feel heat, like they say when they get hit by the sun type level. So there's different ways that a charge, it could be felt differently, like the moon. The moon isn't really as cold as we would think, and then of course it's not as really hot as we would think either. So now it's the difference from how the moon being up to the sun being up. Is the sun reflecting light on the moon? Is the sun not reflecting light on the moon? You know what I mean? So it's the temperature that also gives algorithm to things, like the insects coming out of the ground. Like we don't see the insects like come out the ground, let's say beginning of the spring, but if there's 3 days of 65 degrees, there's going to be insects coming out, because there's an algorithm happening within those three concepts. And all you need is basically the three components to get it going, solid, liquid, gas. And the alchemy starts to kick in. That's why the money can be easier from a dollar bill that was really a tree, right? And then from the solid of that, fake solid or apparently looking solid, to now make change with our quarters and, you know, coins. And so now that's another type of element. And now, of course, they had to use something to create that, and they call that a mint. So now there is the alchemy part to it, and that's who's doing the alchemist thing. So like a musician also is one of those. A magician is also one of those. One who writes is a, you know, anybody who basically had the God-given concept can do algorithm. A painter who paints, he's got to know you know, like, again, the intent and then the intention. Now your algorithm can be served for a better enlightenment, or it's just being an algorithm. Like, you can make cars, but doesn't mean that it's not going to kill anybody. So now is how much do you put the AI out or the advanced intelligence in your product?
All right. All right, all right, all right. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. All right, y'all. So it will be very beneficial, you know, for us to study the mathematics of the universe, algorithms being a subtopic. I think it's the same thing pretty much. But the energy space that we're in now, guys, even as we, you know, when it comes to family, the ancestral traumas, and I see a lot of us are faced with that.
Yeah, before, let's go ahead and bring Mary Fox in real quick before I get too deep, because Mary, what I want you to expound on, if you can, you know what I'm saying, Mother's Day, Mary, right? Mother's Day, for us, Mary, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to say what it is, you know, but from what peace to you, thank you for being here. Happy Mother's Day to you, Mary.
Thank you.
You know,
love.
So,
Hello, world. How are y'all today?
Hey.
Hello, world.
Oh,
I love you all.
Greetings.
And this is Mother Mary.
We love you too.
Coming to you and commanding. I say I'm commanding love.
Come on.
In everyone's heart right now. Right now, I'm commanding love in everyone's heart. Let your heart chakra activate right now. I have a poem that I want to say. It's one of my favorite poems. I was thinking of it. I was reminded of my son, who I lost like 6 years ago. I remember when he, it's a summer program that we have here in Dallas with the Black Chamber, Black Letters and Art, and they have a summer program where they get the kids, and DISD is free for them, but all kids everywhere can go, and they do a little play, and they do a production every summer. Well, when my oldest son went, his first time going, they did a rendition of, it was a whole lot of poems, and my favorite poem was actually a part of it. And my son was actually performing in it, and it was just a memory that I thought about that I wanted to share with y'all today, the poem that I love so much. That poem is
okay.
Mother Son from Langston Hughes. Well, son, I tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters and boards torn up and places with no carpet on the floor. Bare. But all the time, I've been climbing on. I've been reaching, landing, and turning corners. And sometimes going in the dark where there can't be, where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on them steps because you find it a little hard, because you find it kind of hard. Don't you fall now. For eyes are still going, honey, and eyes are still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair. I thought that would be a beautiful poem on today, like today. And, you know, I'll tell my kids today, you know, and I tell everybody, I really don't, you know, celebrate a lot of holidays and stuff like that. But, you know, I do allow people to do, you know, to tell me Happy Mother's Day, because, you know, it is a day where we are celebrating the mother, which we don't do 365 days a year. We should be doing this, because without the mother, the queen mother being the Black mother, without her, none of this, nothing exists without her. Nothing. And she's been beaten down the most. So I think within this year, it's time for us to put the Queen Mother back on the throne.
She's already on it.
She's not on the throne. I'm talking about the throne, the England. I'm talking about the real throne. See, people don't realize, you know what I'm saying, why the people in England, why the queen is just a representative of who's supposed to be on the throne. Because the people who's supposed to be on the throne is not on the throne. We are not there. But we are awakened. And we cannot go back to sleep, people. We cannot. And we need to put the mother, the black mother, the queen mother, back on her throne. And it's a thing called white supremacy that not only takes us out, but it teaches our men to not have compassion for us, to not love us, to not protect us, to not be there for us the way that they should. Because, and it's understandable because we are in this together. We are fighting this fight, this war, this spiritual war, this battle together.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's time for our men to recognize and to lay their side and their lay aside their pride and egos and the bullshit that has been taught and programmed into them. Because the thing about it is, men, like James Brown said, it may be a man's world, but it's nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl, because we make this shit go round. like Beyonce said, we the captains, we the one to make it pop on the chessboard. The queen goes all around the board. She's not stationary. She's not. We limit her power. See, that's the thing. You know, they put the men on the throne because they're trying to limit our power. They're causing destruction and divide between the men and the woman because the man doesn't see his woman for who she really is. And doesn't respect her and love her the way that she needs to be loved. And that's why we have a lot of independent women. We have a lot of men in jail because we talk some bullshit. The men are taught to put their woman down, to step on her, to treat her like she's nothing and nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But
sorry, go ahead.
I don't want to go off into all of that, but I do
want to say, baby, today,
you know, we need to wake up, y'all, and put the mother back on her throne. Also, you were talking about the algorithms. Mathematics. People, you hear a saying that people say all the time, I don't understand why we got to learn math in school. Like, we don't use math. Like, are you really crazy?
But we do.
Are you stupid? Are you silly? Like
but
you
on the
really
level
about you're clueless if you didn't have the math that you do have in your brain. Like, you're not going to see it, like, on the board in front of you, 1 + 1. No, it's going to automatically happen. When you have something that's already set inside of you, it happens automatically. So you may not see that it happens. But math
you
is
are
everything,
math.
And everything is math. you can't even understand yourself until you do the mathematics of yourself.
Oh, baby. You better
so,
yeah.
I remember just like a week or so ago, you know, I was saying I haven't been doing my shows, you know, taking a break or whatever else and that. But there was a reason behind that because I realized, like, if you see a TV show, you notice that TV show, it may play one season, like in the summer or something, and then it'll take some time off and then it'll come back. Well, I thought I start, you know, sometimes what I do, I test the world. I test everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't just say this is what this is. You know, sometimes I put myself to the test. I put the world to the test, you know. So one way that I did that before, y'all, is, you know, how when they say men make the girls and women make the boys, well, I decided that I wanted a girl, so I decided to try that with my baby daddy, and you know, I did it. And I had a girl because, you know, I make boys. So, you know, I tested mm-hmm. the world that way. But to get back on what I was saying, just about the mathematics of it all, we really, you know, the more you know in math, and it gets to be where the more math you know, it turns into science. So you can't say that, you know, you don't understand why we're being taught math and the necessity of math. Math is everything, y'all. Mm-hmm. Math is everything. And you should get into it and learn it, and eventually you'll graduate into science, because math then becomes science. And then when it comes from there, you will get to the hypotheses. And most of the things that are ran in the world are ran by hypotheses. They hypothesize how it will be or how it should be, or, you know, even with them trying to change the Bible or do things, a lot of stuff was done by hypotheses, you know what I'm saying? And that doesn't make it true, you know what I'm saying? But it was a way of trying to understand, I guess, the mathematic or the problem, you know? But it's life,
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
Y'all should love yourself,
really get,
love each
mm-hmm.
other, love your neighbor, and put the mother back on her throne. Respect your mothers. You know, I have a mother who puts
wow.
me through hell. Puts me through hell mm. since, I don't know, maybe since the day I was born, but since I can remember, you know, and it's just who she is as a person, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And
right.
I have to, you know, because I think that I was born with a great magnitude of love. You know, sometimes I didn't understand her or understand the world, you know, and some of the things that I went through in the world are the because, you know, the magnitude of love that I have inside of me, you know, that I am capable of. That doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, I walk around with this. It's just something that I am capable of, but I've learned through the world, you know, to be, you know, I guess sometimes, you know, people may say it's withdrawn from the world or whatever, or a hermit, because I do that a lot, you know, because I, and I think
maybe
that's because I'm a Virgo too.
mm-hmm.
But I don't want to get off subject, y'all. I love you all.
But no, Mary,
and,
we love you too. Thank you, baby. Thank you so much. You know,
and
thank
I
you.
Hope I helped a little bit today, you know, just
you
to,
did.
You know, put the love out there for the women, first of all. Never
mm-hmm.
give up, women. You know, keep your heads up. You know, our children are the seeds that we should be planting. Now we should be planting seeds in our kids, you know, taking our experiences that we learned and trying to overcome those things that would keep us from being who and what we are. You know, it's a lot of programming out there, y'all. It's a lot of programming. And
yes.
this year, you know, we have seen it, you know, it's a lot of things have come into the light. Don't go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go back to sleep. This
mm-hmm.
is not the time to go back to sleep, y'all. Time September, November come, y'all. It may be small on a small scale now. You can't see it, but a lot of stuff is going to pop out, and you got to be ready.
Oh yeah,
mentally,
physically,
you
gotta be ready. Yes,
and spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
And
all
you
right,
can't let your parents or anybody else stop you from getting to that point. All right.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Thank you so much, Mary. Definitely appreciate you for flying through on this day, y'all. Mary said heart chakra, you guys. And that's what it's about. You know, in my yacht, in balance,
you know, and also the heart chakra, all the pain, you know, even this mess, this is to those who struggle with Mother's Day. I know a lot of us struggle with Mother's Day, y'all, and a lot of our parent and children relationships are not all that great sometimes, but, you know, speak life. Speak love. You know, it don't always go that way sometimes. You know, it can be like oil and water sometimes. It can get very dark, you know. But, you know, even though I'm having a hard time personally today, you know, the ancestors are with me, you know, especially my grandmother. She's with me. She's letting me know she's with me. So speak love. You know, it's about love and coming through and pushing through. You know, no matter how I felt, you know, I knew was to show up. You know what I mean? Just show up, cry, get it out. Shout out to my friend Corey, who is in the background supporting me, listening. You know, shout out to everybody, you know, who gave me love today and support today. But, you know, just knowing that our parents is just who they are, you know, and the title of mother, the title of grandmother, the title of, you know, that's even a program, you guys. You know, the mother, that's even a program. You know, when do we begin to understand our mothers or our fathers? You know, when do we begin to understand each other without the role? Without the title, you know what I mean? For you, you know what I mean? And the duality of you is that hot and cold, that good and bad, the 360, as we always speak about on this platform, the 360, the totality of you, you know? So getting to know that, you know, and even with my own mother, you know, getting to know her Aries, Ram, you know what I mean? And our dark sides collide with each other, you know, I mean, war, you know, but it's even beginning to understand that about ourselves and marrying that in Maya, you know, in balance, in love. You know, we got that deep healing that needs to be done in these bloodlines, y'all. We're not going to be able to do it if we do not want to visit the past, if we do not want to face our dark side, if we don't want to face ourselves and to embrace ourselves, to embrace ourselves and our 360, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up, you guys. But this has been a wonderful, wonderful broadcast. Thanks to everybody who chimed in. I love you all. Again, this broadcast has been in dedication to our grandmother, Catherine Mass Boyd. So, yeah, shout out to all my cousins again. I love you. I love you. I love you. And, yeah, Eternal, you wanted to add, and if you can, Eternal, go ahead and tie in your wrap-up with that, and we can go ahead and end.
Yeah, we have a suspense of time with our parents and our time that we saw it, you know. It's a time that we saw it as we see it, and now everything becomes now what it is, a seesaw. So this seesaw, a feeling of what we feel, it comes from a gugun. A gugun represents the everything. So how do we see the everything, the forest that we're in, and how do we pass on the fruit and the vegetables that we basically were able to harvest into the times of the seasons and reasons to pass on to the next generation and have them, you know, live in that life that they should have because we couldn't. This is where the would and the could, as the engine could, and of course the engine being like a tugboat, as it could keep on going as we use the energy. You know, our flow is not dying. It just transfers. So it never ends. It just goes into another ending that someone else probably had to see in their present form. Yes, I give my dedication off to my grandmothers, both on both sides, because I knew them and didn't knew them as much as I should have. That I feel remorse about because I wanted to know more. Now, of course, we can't know more than what they were given. So at the same time, I have to be humble of my present being able to at least have that. Some of our presence in the family of our people don't have that even to know about. They just know the name. So yet the name lives longer than the actual present of the being. And it had me to realize how to humble myself now. Like I said, I end up picking up instruments instead of fighting a good fight in this revolutionary side. Now, of course, when we find revolution like Fred Hampton in the movie, they were saying his sister, she was talking to him. She was like, you know, if you were more poetic, you'd probably get your word across a lot more stronger. And he was like, you know, we got time for poetry when we're talking about revolution. He was like, well, it's just about how you spread it. Can they finally kind of grasp what you're saying and how they hit it? Basically, in my own paraphrasing, how it hits the hemispheres of the brain, the left and the right, to where even the creative side, as a logic, could grasp what we're saying. Because, see, melanin people, we happen to even to walk and talk or walk and chew gum and all these other multi-levels, and this is where algorithm still comes back into. We're not that flat piece of paper that was written on a piece of paper and said you was challenged because you didn't know how to read this. It was only because they wanted you to be flat, one, two-dimensional so you can read this. But it's not even about reading it. It's about comprehending it. Some of us haven't been able to know what comprehending is. So now as we're now comprehending our taste, touch, hear, smell, which is all those connections to our feelings, we can now start to feel again. See, our emotions has been distorted by our feelings. So now we got to know what we're feeling as we're getting emotion and emotional. You got emotion to all things. So now how much motion can you use with the energy of motion? This is your wave and that's your ocean. The ocean is your desire and how you desire things. Don't let your desire kill you, but enhance you as you enhance your mind. I say, ooh.
"1999, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror in graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, Earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand, stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on Earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea.
Come to me.